Amen. I want you to look in Mark 5. You got your Bible. Mark 5 this morning. Thank God for the good song singing this morning, testifying. Mark 5. That's a very familiar verse of Scripture. It's kind of been on my heart, and I bless His name for it. I'm thankful this morning. Amen. For the goodness of God leads men to repentance. Amen. God's good to us. He led us to repentance. It is the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. I read this morning Acts 11:18 said God granted repentance unto life and to the Gentiles. They rejoiced. Amen. I was thinking about that this morning when Cornelius and all them got saved. Amen. And they spake with tongues, the Bible said. It was a sign to the Jews. And then we find that they was baptized. Amen. He said, it wasn't no hindrance in them being baptized. And that's the confession openly of the church. I know and understand we have different things in this day and time. Brethren, they baptized them right then, right there, and God helped them. Amen. The Holy Ghost fell on them, the Bible said. A lot of times we got these old man traditions, and brethren, thank God a man gets saved and baptized. And baptism was their open profession. They didn't stand in front of a body of people and say something. They just was baptized after they believed. And baptized, they joined the church or was in the church. Amen. They baptized into the church there, and I thank God for that. And brethren, the Bible said the Lord added to the church. It's not me adding to it. Amen. It's God added to the church daily, such as should be saved. And they that glad to receive the word were baptized. Amen. And too, that's right, the body, and the local body. You're saved by grace through faith, not of yourselves to get to God. But it is an act of obedience in being baptized. Amen. I'm glad for that. I got on my mind this morning, brethren, listen, thank God I had to start something right there in Caesarea. Amen. I mean, that was the Gentile people. And it looks like to me, brethren, that thank God that was a good crowd of people right there to start a good work right there. Amen. That's right. And I'm telling you, God does it when He wants to, and God does it as He wants to. And I'm glad for that. I'm thankful this morning it ain't in my hand. It's not in the hand of man. It's in the hand of God. And I'm thankful for that. I'm looking in Mark 5. The Bible's talking about Jesus going to Jairus' house and his daughter's lying at the point of death. And the verse number 25 says this, or verse 24, and Jesus went with him. And the Bible said, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and nothing was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Amen. That's right. That's the book, friend. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. And she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and saith that, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, amen, and fell and came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of that plague. And when I was reading this, there's a lot of things that crossed my mind on this woman that had an issue for 12 years. And really, 12 years is a long time. Every day of your life, amen, there's a plague in you. Thank God her blood was flowing within her. It was hemorrhaging within her. And she went that way for 12 years. According to Scripture, she went to the doctors. And the Bible said in one place she spent all she had. And brethren, she wasn't no better, but rather grew worse. And any time you try something outside of what God set up, it'll not make you any better.
better. It'll make you worse with inside you. And I look at this thing this morning. Here's what got my attention. She said, if I just may but touch his clothes, if I can just put my hand on his clothes, I shall be whole. And the Bible said she touched him. Amen. Listen. Why? Because she had a plague. That's why. She had a disease. She had something going on in her. Amen. That was a plague in her for 12 years. And you know, I got to thinking about that in the church. There's a lot of things are plaguing us. And brethren, a lot of things has been plaguing us for years. And I thought this morning, thank God, if somebody could just touch the hem of his garment. Matthew said it was the hem of his garment. In fact, in the hem, amen, in the Old Testament, when they had them, thank God, them priests, my friend, thank God, had blue, amen, sewed around the bottom of that garment. Amen. They had bells on them too and had tassels on them. And thank God they touched the hem of his garment. There's healing in the wings of him. And I'm glad there is. And I was thinking about this thing, about this touching him this morning. I mean, just touching his clothes. This woman had a plague. Can you imagine getting up every day that you live and this thing's a plague in you? And there's, I ain't got her blood flowing. Amen. And she needs a touch. And she goes to all these doctors. No telling what they told her and what they prescribed her. Brother, listen, but it would not do any good for her. She got worse. And there's a lot of things you'll try in your life to quit sinning. But you're getting worse this morning. And brother, I've tried it. Listen, when I was lost without God and I saw conviction hit me, I tried my best to quit sinning. I thought God was putting repentance in me. Amen, brother, listen. God did put repentance, but it was a gift. And brother, listen, I think repentance is instant, but I believe God, amen, does it. Thank God, through the drawing power of God, through the holy works of God. And brethren, listen, this morning, this woman, thank God, she couldn't get better. She grew worse. And I know how that is, to get worse. Amen. Listen, even as a Christian, when we go through hardship and we battle with sin and we battle with things in our life and we think in our own mind, because the heart's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, we think sometime we might could come up with a something in our own thinking that can help me get out of this, but it's not helping you this morning. There's people plagued this morning, been plagued longer than 12 years. Some's plagued more than that. And it might not be something, my friend, in a physical nature like this woman had. It might be something in your mind this morning that's plaguing you every day you live. The plague of doubt's a bad thing. I'm glad for what they said and hear my own mama testify. Thank God about having peace with God. And I'm thankful for that. And they're good brothers and sisters knowing what it is to have peace with God. And there's doubt plaguing people this morning. It just seems like the devil's on the, my friend, the raging. Amen. Attacking us in our minds. And people stand in doubt of God this morning. And that really is a plague, because he's not a God of doubt. Amen. He's a God of assurance. He's a God of knowing. He knows, thank God, what we need. And we know him this morning. I'm thankful. Thank God that I know who he is. And I know the Holy Ghost in me. And I know he knows who I am. And brethren, I'm telling you, there ain't no need to live in doubt. Some people sit here and they're plagued by doubt every day they live. They're plagued, my friend, in their own mind. And it's all, my friend, Jesus. Thank God, came to give peace. In fact, the thing he gave his own men in John 14, he said, my peace I give you. It was his peace that was given. Amen. I'm glad for that. I got the peace of Jesus. He said, my peace I give you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I'm telling you, friend, I've warred and fought with things down through the days. Amen. If I may but touch his clothes, if I can touch him this morning, thank God. And he helped me back. Amen. I'm telling you, he knows what to do. Hey, I'm telling you, this morning. Thank God, whatever your plague is, He knows how to help you this morning. But you're going to have to get after Him. Amen. You'll keep going to the doctors of this world, the doctor of your mind, and the doctor of your religion, and the doctor of your preacher, and the doctor of your deacon. You're going to have to get full of them, the preacher and the deacon. You'll have to get to where He's at. Amen, brother. Listen. Amen. Listen. There's a lot of things men can say, but brother, the only one that can bring healing, thank God's the one coming through town, and His name's Jesus this morning. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. Here's this woman. There's a crowd thronging Him. Hey, going down to Jairus' house. It's amazing. His daughter was 12 and the woman had 12 years of this disease. Amen. And they're going down there and they're thronging around Him. Hey, God, buddy, I believe everybody was around Him. Amen. As He walked, amen. And that woman said, if I can touch His clothes. Amen. Listen. Thank God, she knew she had to get through the crowd. And listen, you'll never get to Him till you get through the crowd. Hey, God, of what people think about you and what people say about you, you'll never get no further with Him. Hey, the only way God's going to ever help you is be, thank God, come to Him as you are. That's the only way. Amen. He woke. Thank God, get business done in your life. Thank God, unless you get in where He's at. And He's in the crowd here. And you're going to have to get through the crowd to get to where He's at this morning. Amen. I'm telling you, that's right. Now, thank God she reached through and the Bible said, amen, if she could touch His clothes, and she put her hand on the hem. Thank God, that's right. And brother, when she touched it, listen, when she touched that hem, brother Joe, amen, the blood, thank God, dried up. Amen, right immediately, thank God. Listen, this morning, a preacher, are you preaching that God delivered me? Amen, if I can touch Him, that's what I'm preaching. Amen, that's what I'm telling you. If you never touch Him, there are things, I know this, that God allows in our lives that we're going to battle every day. But sometimes there's certain things, thank God, that's been a plague in us and dealing with us and a hindering us. Thank God, you're going to have to get some victory in. If you don't get victory out, you're going to keep a dying. That woman would have died for Him if she got nothing to Him. And I'm going to tell you this morning, you're dying on the inside. Amen. You're dying because of sin. You're dying because, my friend, of the plague that's in you this morning. And brother, you're going to have to get to Him. If you're going to get some help, you're going to have to get to Him. Amen. That's right. And I'm going to tell you this morning, thank God, I believe He's the faith. I believe He responds by faith. Amen. Listen, He said, if you got that woman, He said, thy faith. That's what He said. Amen. Listen, the Bible said here in the scripture, it says, thank God, she came in the press behind and touched His garment. Amen. Then she got in behind. Amen. And touched His garment. I can picture it in my mind. Amen. Thank God, maybe down low. Amen. Weak and weary. Amen. Just got her feeble hand through. Thank God, but when she put her hand on it, thank God, her blood dried up. Amen. You don't want to stop the bleeding in your life. It'll be the touch on Him. It'll be Him, thank God. If you want the bleeding to stop, thank God, there's a Lord in heaven that can stop it. Amen. Amen. You never will go to the doctor till you see you're sick. Jesus said, I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Thank God. He said, they that be whole need not a physician, but them that are sick. We all need a physician. Can I tell you, as a Christian, as a child of God, I was thinking about that word Christian this morning. Amen. Listen, it was disciples who gathered together. And when they called them Christians first at Antioch, amen, listen, it was apostles' friend. Amen. Them were men that loved and lived and preached the gospel. and they called them Christians. They didn't say we're Christians. They called them Christians. Amen. Christians mentioned three times in the book. And Brother Agrippa said, almost persuade me to become a Christian. Almost is what he said. And then Peter said, if we suffer as a Christian, amen. Listen, a Christian's a follower of Christ. It's identified by how he lives, not just what he says. His life will be that. It ain't a certain garment that makes you a Christian. Listen, I'm a King James Bible carrier, but it don't make me a Christian. A carrying a King James Bible, oh, it can't make me a Christian. What makes me a Christian? Christ in me and living through me. That's the only example that I can have before anybody. It's Christ, friend. It's not me, it's Him. And that's the only thing. They saw them men were so devoted and so consecrated and so committed until Jesus Christ. And brother, it wasn't just when they assembled. Thank God they done more outside the building than they did inside the building. In the days of the apostles, thank God people's worship in the building. I'm glad for the building, but the building don't do nothing but give us a place to sit and worship. We can do this outside if we wanted to. He don't change outside or inside. I'm telling you, He's the same God. And brethren, He'll work in hearts. And He does what He wills. And that woman, thank God, wasn't inside of the synagogue. She is outside the synagogue. And she touched Him outside. And brother, He's everywhere. Thank God, there's a child of God. He's everywhere this morning. And I'm telling you, thank God, He can help you this morning if you want to help. Amen. That's right. That's the whole thing. If you want it or not. You like your sin, stay in it. That's what you'll do. But you're going to die. You'll keep running to the doctor. Ain't got people's left this church. And that's fine. Whatever they want to do. But listen, they'll go to another preacher and they'll be the same. They'll not change. Amen. It's got to be Christ to change them. It's got to be the holy works of Him. And somebody's got to want it. And somebody's got to see they need it. Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, listen, that woman pressed through that crowd and touched the very hem of His garment. And brother, there's things you're going to have to do to get through the crowd. You're going to have to, amen, see, your need is greater than the crowd. Amen, your need's greater than the crowd. Amen, your need this morning is greater, brethren. Amen, you need God this morning. You need salvation this morning. You need Him. Amen, listen, it was by faith she reached her hand out and touched Him. This is what Jesus said. He said, who touched me? Amen. He said, who touched me? Thank God. You say, preacher, you believe He knew? I do. But I'm telling you, He said, who touched me? Amen. We know why He said that. Because He said, virtue came out. He said, healing came out. He said, power came out. He said, something come out of me. I know it did. And somebody on the other end got healed. Amen. Amen. Listen this morning. You telling me that it don't matter where you knelt here or wherever it took place. I remember the morning, the night you got in, it was right there. And listen, thank God that ain't everything you know. You was raised in the church. But the night you got saved, the virtue got in you. Listen, friend, it's His power that got in you. Listen, it wasn't repeating a prayer. It wasn't repeating a prayer. It was Him getting in you. It's the Word of God preached in the power of God that got in you. A virtue left for them. Amen. Listen, I want to tell you this morning. Amen. He still got the same power. Thank God He still got the same power. He can take away your plague. He can make you anew. He can give you something in you. Thank God that when you wake up in the morning, thank God there's victory. Amen. That's right. I'd be willing to say this, and you might call me a liar, but it don't matter to me. Everybody in this church has got something plaguing them. I don't care who you are and how good a Christian you think you are. There's something that plagues you every day. Don't matter who you are. Plague your mind. Whether it be some relationship, family, amen. A habit you got, a sin you battle with, and you'll say this, and we're worse than the Catholics, We just don't go to a booth and a man with a robe on. We go to the same God all the time. And brother, listen. Amen. I tell God I'm tired. I'm sorry. I mean, I've come to you about this before. And I'm coming again. And I don't think he gets where he's at. Amen. Peter said, how many times did I forgive my brother? 7 times. He said, no, 7 times 70. Amen. That's unlimited forgiveness. Amen. If you can't forgive your brother, you ain't no expect to get forgiveness from God. Right. Are you hearing me this morning? But I tell you what, Brother Joe, there's some time we're going to say, I'm sick. And I need to get to the crowd and get some healing. I need to touch him. I mean, I'm just honest. And I'm going to tell you what, when that woman touched him, she felt within her she was healed. She felt it. Brother, and I'm going to tell you, when you wake up the morning after you get saved, the feelings are there, brother. And I'm going to tell you what, the feelings are there this morning. Somebody said, I'm not saved by feeling. I said, that's true, but I'll tell you, it'd be hard to be saved without them. Amen, but I ain't saved by feeling nor kept by feeling. But brother, I'll tell you what, thank God I feel it. Amen, you can't have the Holy Ghost of God living you not feeling. Amen, unless you're a dead religionist. That's it, buddy. Amen. I've seen people in the independent Baptist church, and brother, and they'll, thank God, got everything in order, and the dead hammers. Amen. It ain't no good, friend. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, listen, if the Holy Ghost in you, thank God you got some feeling in you. Amen. Amen. Paul said, I stand in doubt of you. I stand in doubt of a lot of people. I stand in my doubt myself sometimes. Amen. But I'll tell you this. Brother, listen. You can't hear a good song the Holy Ghost not touch you. You gotta have to be way off in your heart not to get touched by God and the good soul. And the preaching of the Word of God to bear witness of what I'm preaching this morning. You got to have some witness in you. Brother, listen, it's just like that, friend. Amen. That's right. I done quit long ago if the Holy Spirit wasn't keeping me. Amen. Son, I done got out. I done went back, amen, and played baseball again on Sunday. Amen. I can't play now. I'm too old. Go watch it, I reckon. Listen. I got something in me that draws me. That woman felt within her, her plague was healed. She knew it. Listen, brother, she wasn't doubting it. She knew it. She knew her, she was healed. She had done bad, I think, for 12 years. And he gave her assurance by giving her, thank God, a healing. And also, praise God, he had let her feel it in her. Amen. God have mercy on a crowd of people. I understand that. And I know some people don't like emotion, but praise God, son, if you say there's going to be some emotion. Every once in a while, and it don't have to be in here, thank God. You'd have a time at the house or in your car or somewhere. Amen to God, son. I told you like this, and I'll tell you like again. Praise God, that'd be like my wife. Meet me in the back door and give me a big kiss, and I just stand there and look at her. God have mercy, son. There's something going to stir in me. Want another kiss. Amen. If God comes in the house of God, I'm telling you, brother, you want more of it. Amen. It's just emotion. Thank God Jesus loves his people, brother. Amen. They didn't rejoice. How are you going to rejoice if you ain't got something in you? Amen. Thank God the woman was healed, friend. Amen. Listen. Thank God she felt within her. Amen. Thank God it dried up. And he looked around and said, who touched me? And she said, I did. And she told him the whole truth. That's hard for some people. You wouldn't want me in my prayer room. I wouldn't want you in my prayer room. That's mine and God's. So I got to talk to him about personal things. And I got to tell him the truth. If I'm getting healing, if I'm getting help, I might tell God, I ain't going to say, God, now if I done this. No, I ain't saying that to God. No, I'm not going to say, Lord, if I wrong the brother, or Lord, if I done this, no, Lord God, I'm a rascal, I'm sinful, I'm ungodly, I'm filthy, I'm no good. Lord God, have mercy on me. Lord, I done it. And I'm doing it. God, have mercy. You know what I figured out? Listen to me, I'm about to. Most people will never change unless you're honest. I mean, you just got to get honest. This got to get beyond the crowd of people in the church house. It's got to get beyond the preacher. It's got to get beyond the deacons. It's got to get beyond what people think and just get through and touch the hem of His garment. And the only way you'll do it is by faith and believing. And brethren, listen, you'll do it, thank God, because you know you need it. Sin's about to kill you to death. And sin will kill a Christian because it ain't a place for a Christian to have in his own life. And brethren, she told him the truth. She told him everything. It's like the woman at the well. He told me all things ever I did is not this for Christ. She felt like she told him all things she ever did. But she did tell him what she needed. He did tell her what she needed to hear. Not what she wanted to hear.
Right.
Praise God. And you know what he said? He said, daughter. That caught the words in the lips of Jesus. Daughter. Daughter. Thy faith has made thee whole. In other words, daughter, you're healed by the faith that you exercise by pressing through the crowd to say, if I may but touch His clothes. And the exercising of faith made you whole, daughter. Go in peace. Listen to me, I'm through. Brother Keith, she never had to go back for the same thing. I don't find no right. If she ever went back to him and said, Lord, I need to touch him for this plague. She might have had other problems, but that wasn't one of them. And I'm going to tell you this morning, brethren. There are some things a plaguing people. It might be longer than 12 years, Brother Danny. But brother, if we're going to have a meeting in church, we're going to have to be honest with him. Just flat out honest. You know, if God don't answer my prayers and I'm praying according to His will, there's something in me. I'm just preaching. I have to say, Lord God, what's in me that's causing this? I see prayer answers all over the house of God. I do. I see it. But brethren, I'm telling you this, there's a God in heaven that we have access to through the Lord Jesus. That if we by faith can activate His hand to bring forth victory in something or healing in something in your life. The faith will activate the hand of Christ. It does, Brother Robert. Faith activates the hand of Christ. It's the faith. It's the faith. The faith activated the hand of Christ. The faith activated the power of Christ. Amen. You said that He had to do it. Listen, brother, He don't have to do it, but the faith that He said that woman had activated what He done for her and made her whole. That's the way it is, brother. That's right. May the Lord add His blessing to the Word of God. Amen. Brother, I need help from God. But I'm going to tell you, the only way I'll ever get it is activating His faith in my life to do what I ask Him to do. Because there's a plague this morning in our lives. We need help in. Brother, listen. Let's stand and we'll have prayer.